My fellow wanderer, we are fast approaching the 200th episode of the Lore of the Rings podcast, and I want you to be a part of it. I'm bringing together voices from our wandering community to share their favorite passages from J.R.R. Tolkien's works. Here's where you come in. Share with me your most beloved lines from Tolkien and why you love them so much, and I may include your thoughts in episode number 200. So, what is your single most favorite line from Tolkien's tales? Head over to ringspodcast.com/survey to tell me what it is and why you love it so much. You might even be featured in episode number 200. But don't wait, because I need to hear from you by December 31st if you want to be part of episode 200. Again, that's ringspodcast.com/survey. Thank you for joining me in this special celebration. If you have wandered Middle-earth with me on the Lore of the Rings podcast for any amount of time, you will know that I am a sucker when it comes to the music of Middle-earth, and especially the songs and the poems and the lyrics that accompany that music. In fact, I've mentioned this before, but at my funeral or celebration of life, whatever happens after I die, I have set explicit instructions for somebody to sing Into the West from the Return of the King film. I love that. I love that music. And we are gifted this holiday season with a new song from Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim. This song is called The Rider. And so today, I will be looking at the lyrics of this song and see if we can find some meaning and connection from these words. But before I do, I have to say, you must go and listen to this song if you have not actually already heard it. Go have an emotional connection with it. I'll put a link in the show notes. You can go listen to it on YouTube. Stop this episode right now and go listen to it if you have not already, and then come back. Okay, so by now I hope you've listened to The Rider a few times, and if you're like me, you may have a tear or two in your eyes, unless you're an entirely unfeeling person, which I actually know that you're not, because you love The Lord of the Rings. So my review of this song, of the lyrics of this song, is going to fall into two camps. The first is, there's a general format of the song, which is sort of a question and an answer. And the question seems to come from sort of the voice of a mentor, or maybe even an inner voice, a inner consciousness or an inner guidance, some sort of an inner voice or mentor. Maybe it's even an external mentor, not entirely sure. But there's a voice of a mentor who is accepting and answering these questions from the hero. And which leads me to my second category of feedback, which is, if you have looked at the hero's journey, this was a literary philosophy put forward by Joseph Campbell in his book, Hero with a Thousand Faces. I think that was published in, the 1940s or 1950s. But if you've seen Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, you can map the events of the heroes and many other stories beside, even in just take your regular Hallmark movie, for instance, and you can see the hero's journey there. So just as a short recap to what the hero's journey is, the hero is sort of in normal world. There's some sort of a problem or situation that happens, a call to adventure. The hero struggles, they refuse that call, a mentor shows up, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi, or Dumbledore, or Gandalf, somebody shows up and mentors the hero. The hero crosses into a threshold, into the adventure, where the world is new. They come to Hogwarts, all the rules are different, they leave the Shire. They have various tests, they find new allies, Ron and Hermione and Aragorn. Personally, I'd rather have Aragorn. I don't know, Hermione versus Aragorn? That'd be an interesting matchup. But they experience new tests, they find new allies and friends and new enemies. There's some sort of huge ordeal that they fight, that they face. Then there's a reward and a return and a resurrection and return journey back into the world that they once knew. And you can kind of map these hero journey elements onto almost any movie or story that you see. And I really actually love the hero's journey. It's one of the reasons why The Lord of the Rings, I think, resonates with me so much, and one of the reasons why I have read it to all of my kids, especially my boys, so that they can kind of feel this is the call to adventure of your life. Go live the adventure of your life and look at the hero's journey to find some inspiration there. So this song, The Rider, actually maps really well to elements of the hero's journey by Joseph Campbell. So first, let's look at the first couplet, if you will, of question and answer.
When the last line is broken, when the day is all but done.
So this question comes from a place of despair. There is no more hope. There is no more help coming. No one is coming. No one is there to answer. The last line is broken. Last line is broken speaks to me of a very medieval type of battle formation. You had to fight in these lines all together. But the last line of defense, it's broken and it's gone. The day is done, right? There's nothing left to do. There's nothing left to do. There's no one left that can defend. There is deep despair. There is no hope. That is the main question. What's going to happen now? This inner voice or the external voice of the mentor provides an answer to that. Heiwese Wind is an old English phrase meaning she is the wind, which makes sense. Tolkien was a philologist who studied the history of languages, and he was an expert in Old English and several other Northern European languages aside. So Heiwese Wind translates into she is the wind, and this is the answer. She is the wind, you are the wind that will carry them home. Now, we'll see this couplet come up again, right? Who will answer? Who will come? You are the answer. You are the wind. You are the wind that will carry them home. And this is the call to adventure that we'll see come up several times within this song. But then we see a refusal of the call and a crossing of the threshold in the next few lines. The fire has burned out. There's only ashes left. There's only remnants left. We might say the ashes of defeat and mourning. All the songs have been sung. Songs are glorious. The Rohirrim would sing when they went into battle. You can read that in the Battle of Pelennor Fields. But at this point in this song, there is no more light. There is no more beauty. The fire is gone. The songs are gone. It's darkness and silence. This is a crossing the threshold from the ashes of defeat into memory, right? Remember all those who rode to battles lost and won. You need to remember the past, the heritage, the legacy that you have inherited and that you carry forward. You turn from these ashes of mourning into the memory of those who went before. Here's a little bit more of the refusal of the call. And again, I see here, not only is this refusal of call, right? You have fear, you have doubt, it's dark, you're refusing this call to adventure, but also a crossing into the threshold. And I do love the idea of a threshold of a door. This is a line that delineates one world from another, and oftentimes these are opposites. So let's look here. The fire and the ashes of defeat, we're going to turn that into memory of other battles that have been lost and won. So there is some victory in the past. You have fear and doubt inside, but let hope overcome that. Cross the threshold into the world of hope. The night is dark. You need to cross that threshold and become the light when all other lights go out. When all other lights go out, that is a direct lift from Galadriel when she gave Frodo the phial of the light of the Star of Eärendil, which was one of the three Silmarils, and Elrond's dad now carries in the sky. But we don't have time to get into that. You can see the previous episodes, get into all of those stories. But when all of their lights go out, that comes directly from Galadriel. But again, it's this idea of, I know the night is dark, and I know you have fear and doubt, but let hope rule over you. A restatement of the call to adventure. Become the light. Be the light when all of their lights go out. So we get the second instance of the question and answer format. It is a little bit different this time. At least the answer is. The question remains the same. And again, we find the answer here, but this answer provides a little bit more. It maps directly into the tests, allies, and enemies stages of the hero's journey. It's you, your name, they're calling. From the deep, they will rise. Go forth and they will follow. Time to fight, it's time. It's you, your name that they are calling. You are the answer. You ask who will answer, you will. In need, who will come, you will come. It's your name that they are calling. From the deep, they will rise. Go forth, and they will follow. Time to fight. It's time to ride. So again here, this call to adventure. You are called to lead. You have a duty to your people. You have a duty to those who, if you remember from before, remember those and all who rode to battles lost and run. Like, they're calling your name. Not just the people that need you now, but the people that gave you this legacy that allowed you to be alive today and now. They will rise with you if you rise up from the deep. But it's you. You have to rise yourself up and lead those who will follow. They will follow you if you lead them. Here's that call to action, that call to adventure from the mentor. The hero retreats into the inmost cave. If you remember in Star Wars, Luke Skywalker actually goes into a cave to confront his deepest fears, and that is that he will become just like his father, Darth Vader. Except he didn't know that he was his father right then, but he could feel the darkness inside him. That was the inmost cave for Luke Skywalker. So for the writer of this song, approach that inmost cave, arise now. Arise with the dawn. It is dark. It's the darkest of night, but you know what? Dawn is approaching, and you must arise with it. You don't know what fate awaits. Okay? You don't know what fate awaits, right? You don't know that defeat is inevitable. You don't know that victory is inevitable. In fact, it's almost as if the outcome is not even in your hands. You do not control the result of what happens. All you control is what you do. That sounds like Gandalf, right? So to all who live to see such times, but that is not for them to decide. All we must decide is what to do with the time that is given us. I think that's how it goes. I'm saying that off the top of my head. I'm not going to look that up right now, but he says that in the film and in the book. But you don't know what fate awaits. Here is the promise. But no, you're not alone. You are not alone. Man, I'm tearing up just saying this. You might feel alone. The darkness is there. The despair is there. Hope is gone. The fire has burned out. The songs have been sung. You might feel alone, but you're not. You are not alone. Arise up. Arise up with the dawn. They are calling your name, and you are the wind that will carry them home. That reminds me a lot of Éomer in the Two Towers film. It's actually played out quite a bit different from the book, but I think it's a great adaptation. Éomer comes to Helm's Deep after Théoden and Aragorn valiantly ride out to their last stand. Éomer comes, and Gandalf says, Théoden King stands alone, and Éomer says, not alone. And then he and the Rohirrim that were faithful to Théoden come down, and they save the day. You are not alone. Those that need you now will follow you, and also those who rode out before to battles lost and won, they will be with you as well. AOSA Wind, AOSA Wind, you are the wind that will carry them home. And then we reach the final ordeal.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
My fellow wanderer, we are fast approaching the 200th episode of the Lore of the Rings podcast, and I want you to be a part of it. I'm bringing together voices from our wandering community to share their favorite passages from J.R.R. Tolkien's works. Here's where you come in. Share with me your most beloved lines from Tolkien and why you love them so much, and I may include your thoughts in episode number 200. So, what is your single most favorite line from Tolkien's Tales? Head over to ringspodcast.com/survey to tell me what it is and why you love it so much. You might even be featured in episode number 200. But don't wait, because I need to hear from you by December 31st if you want to be part of episode 200. Again, that's ringspodcast.com/survey. Thank you for joining me in this special celebration. Ride now for ruin. Ride for your kin. Take up your shield, maiden, and ride to the world's end. We don't know what the outcome will be. This is the last stand. This is the last defense. The last line has been broken, but it's up to you. While you have your life, you can make a difference. You can stand up. You can ride now for ruin, and you can ride for your kin, for your family. For those that you love the most, you can stand up and make a difference in this dark world. And you can do it. Ride for your kin, for your family, for your loved ones. Take up your shield. Interesting, the shield. The shield is a primarily defense mechanism. Of course, you can use it as a weapon as well, but it is used primarily in defense and addressing the maiden, right? She is the wind, Heiwase Wind, maiden. This is definitely a song to the heroine, a female hero. Also, Shield Maiden is definitely a connection to Eowyn from Rohan. She was called a Shield Maiden of Rohan, I think, by Aragorn, at least in the films. Can't remember in the books, but that's how it was in the films. And Ride to the World's End. It speaks a lot to some of Theoden's speeches to his riders. This is a beautiful song. It's really a beautiful song. Listen to it once, twice, and I feel like the message of that will touch your heart. That no matter what darkness and despair is going on in your life, arise with the dawn. They're calling your name, your family, those that love you. And someone out there does love you, right? There's a mentor out there who loves you, who will lift you up. And as you rise up from the darkness, from the ashes of mourning or defeat, they will come. They will follow. They will fight by your side. They will ride by your side. But you just need to rise up and know that you're not alone. There's a few passages from the Lord of the Rings books that I think tie really well into this song. So the first passage that I think inspires this song comes from Theoden in the battle, in the last defense of Helm's Deep. This is the chapter called Helm's Deep from the Two Towers. And Theoden says this, quote, "It is said that the Hornburg has never fallen to assault," said Theoden, "but now my heart is doubtful. The world changes, and all that once was strong now proves unsure. How shall any tower withstand such numbers and such reckless hate? When dawn comes, I will bid men sound Helm's horn, and I will ride forth. Will you ride with me then, son of Arathorn? Maybe we shall cleave a road, or maybe such an end as will be worth a song, if any be left to sing of us hereafter." I mean, just listen to that passage to Theoden, right? He's feeling insecure. The world changes. I don't know what to do. What can men do against such reckless hate? But he knows no one else will come. It's up to him. They are the last stand. He is the leader. He has his duty. He will ride out to ruin. Whatever the ending will be, he does not control the outcome. Maybe he will cleave a road. Maybe he will leave a song behind. If there's anyone left to sing a song, but all he knows is that he's not alone and he will do his part despite his doubt and his insecurities. Okay, the next source comes from the Ride of the Rohirrim in the Return of the King book. Quote, "At that sound, the bent shape of the king sprang suddenly erect. Tall and proud he seemed again, and rising in his stirrups, he cried in a loud voice, more clear than any there had ever heard a mortal man achieve before. Arise, arise, riders of Theoden! Fell deeds awake, fire and slaughter! Spear shall be shaken, shield be splintered! A sword day, a red day, ere the sun rises! Ride now, ride now, ride to Gondor!" Again, this connection to arising. This is your final ride. We're going to ride into ruin. And we're going to do it for our kin, our very distant kin here, from Gondor, at least allies and friends, right? But we're going to ride to ruin. And spear will be shaken, shield splintered, a sword day, a red day. We know that this is going to be a terrible day. We know that there will be death, that there will be suffering. And yet we will rise to the challenge, not alone. A little bit later on in the battle, Amr makes his last stand. As the Rohirrim have charged in, Théoden has died. He sees in the distance that the wind is carrying black sails of more enemy troops up the river on the other side of the field. This is where he makes his last stand. Quote, "Stern now was Éomer's mood, and his mind clear again. He let blow the horns, to rally all men to his banner that could come hither. For he thought to make a great shield wall at the last, and stand, and fight there on foot till all fell, and do deeds of song on the fields of Pelennor, though no man should be left in the west to remember the last king of the Mark. So he rode to a green hillock, and there set his banner, and the white horse ran rippling in the wind. Out of doubt, out of dark to the day's rising, I came singing in the sun, sword unsheathing. To hope's end I rode, and to heart's breaking. Now for wrath, now for ruin, and a red nightfall." Oh man, just reading these passages, after looking at that song, man, it's just, how do I say this? A deep appreciation for any and all who have ever served in the armed forces, military forces. It is a great thing that those men and women do. But they are not the only ones who need courage. All of us need courage, no matter the challenge, despair, and lack of hope, the ashes of mourning in our life. We all need courage. I'll leave you with one final passage that I was inspired to look at after listening to this song. This is Aragorn to Eowyn in the chapter of The Passing of the Great Company. Quote, "A time may come soon," said he, "when none will return. Then there will be need of valor without renown, for none shall remember the deeds that are done in the last defense of your homes. Yet the deeds will not be less valiant because they are unpraised." I leave you with those beautiful thoughts and hope that you find some inspiration, some courage, and some hope to face the challenges that are breaking your last line of defense, that have extinguished your fire, that have silenced all of your songs. Whatever those challenges may be, I hope that you will rise with the dawn and find that inner strength, that you can be the light when all other lights go out, be the wind that will carry them home, and know that you are not alone. Because in the very least, you have me, you have the Lord of the Rings podcast, you have Aaron to help guide you through Middle Earth, and hopefully that can provide you with a little hope and inspiration to take on the challenges of your day. Thank you to this episode's executive producer, The Old One. If you would like to support the Lord of the Rings show, please visit ringspodcast.com/member. And as always, thank you for wandering Middle Earth with me today.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
My fellow wanderer, we are fast approaching the 200th episode of the Lore of the Rings podcast, and I want you to be a part of it. I'm bringing together voices from our wandering community to share their favorite passages from J.R.R. Tolkien's works. Here's where you come in. Share with me your most beloved lines from Tolkien and why you love them so much. And I may include your thoughts in episode number 200. So what is your single most favorite line from Tolkien's tales? Head over to ringspodcast.com/survey to tell me what it is and why you love it so much. You might even be featured in episode number 200. But don't wait, because I need to hear from you by December 31st if you want to be part of episode 200. Again, that's ringspodcast.com/survey. Thank you for joining me in this special celebration.